The ushers have some cards that look like this, and they're going to pass those out to you today. And on your little card, you see some funny-looking people. That's not you, but some funny-looking people on the card. And then it says, come on with them. And it says, people need the Lord. And there's a blank or two, four or five, something there. And you've got two of them. They look just alike. And what I'm asking you to do through this service is to think of people in your life who need the Lord. We're here as a body. We come. We've asked for forgiveness if need be. We've partook of the blood and the juice, the bread, the body of the Lord. We have come in unity into His Spirit today. But there's people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And today, as we go on in this service, I'm asking you to think of those people that you know. And now I want you to write their names on this card. And in a while, we're going to pass the offering plate, and we're going to ask you to put that card back in, one card, and you're going to keep one card. So you'll have a copy. We, as a staff, will have a copy to pray for. You will have a card to pray for. And we're going to petition the Lord that in 2017, we will see kingdom growth. Thank God for all of you who are saved today. Thank God for that. But there's people that we know that need the Lord. And we want to start praying. Now, we want to be looking ahead in 2016, and we want to see kingdom growth. By kingdom growth, you know what that means. That's people born again. That's people saved and brought into the kingdom of God. Not the people down at New Hope, and not the people down at Evangel Temple. And we don't want just people switching churches. We want to see people born again. Amen? We want to see people come into the kingdom. So this is what this little exercise is for today. Mark and Angie's got an old song that's meant a lot to me through the years. And they're going to come and sing as you think and as you pray and as you listen.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? We are called to take His light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost?
Through his love our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord? People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, he's the open door. People need the Lord. Give our lives, 'cause people need the Lord. People need the
been around a day or two, you remember that old song. Maybe you don't, but it is good. People need the Lord. We're called to take the light. You're the light. Jesus is the light of the world, and he said, here, I'm giving you this. I want you to take it out like the disciples did. I want you to take the gospel. I want you to spread it. We're called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. A world where wrong seems right. We can identify with that today. Amen? We can identify with that. What could be too great a cost? And that's what I want you to think about. With everything that we do, what could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? You know, we're a fortunate people. We're a blessed people. And we thank God for his blessings. But sometimes we're so selfish. Can I get an amen? Not many, huh? We're so selfish. We're selfish people sometimes. And yet we're very giving people at times. But what could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? You know, sometimes I get caught up in me, just like you do. And I think we're all human. So you say, man, I don't act like you. Well, I guess praise the Lord, we can say. And I don't act like you sometimes or whatever. But we're in this thing called life, and we're in it together. We have human emotions. We know how God's created different personalities and all that. And good for him. But you're who you are. I'm who I am, and we're going through this life, and one day we'll lay it down. One day it'll all be over, and we'll be at a service like this and be in the church or at the funeral home, and we know the old body's gone, but our soul will live forever. And how much time do we have? I do not know. But I know this, what could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through His love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life only we can share. If you're like me, you've got a thought probably, well, I've not attained all this yet. I know I'm saved. I know I'm sanctified. I know who I am in Christ, and I'm living for Him. But there's a lot of growth to take place in myself. And I guess we all feel that way. We're all growing. And sometimes the devil uses that and says, who are you to witness to them? Who are you after the mistakes you've made to witness to somebody? Who are you after that thought you had yesterday or what have you? We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And we know we're born again. We're covered by the blood of Jesus that we symbolically saw the juice. And we know that His blood covers the redeemed. And you are a child of the living God if you've asked for forgiveness of sin. If you're living for Him, His blood covers you. And Jesus Himself is counting on us to carry the gospel forward in our community right here. People need the Lord. And whatever those names you put on that list, and whatever you take it home and you put it in a place where you can pray for it, you'll see it. And then the staff and prayer times that when we gather here, we'll be praying over those. People need the Lord. And we've got a call upon our life to tell them. On the slide in 2 Corinthians 6:2, it says this, for He says, in the time of My favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Now's the time. Well, I'll wait to this time. I'll wait to that time. I helped you. I tell you, now's the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. So you know your heart today. It could be you're here and you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Today's the day. It might be, pardon me, that you have done that and you feel like you're in a backslidden condition. Today is the day for salvation. Today's the day to rededicate your life to God. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come. Today is the day of salvation. The next slide's Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard Him. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? We have the Word of the living God. We have preachers and teachers and people who go out to tell people who need the Lord this message. We hear it on radio and internet and TV and all the media outlets that we have. We're bombarded with information. But then we have a choice to make. You and I have a choice to make. I've made mine. Many of you have made yours. People need the Lord all around us, and they're struggling with all sorts of issues and questions. And who are we? We're the saved, the redeemed, the people of God. And we are to take that light. We are to tell them about Jesus Christ the Lord. Because how can we escape if we, what? Ignore such a great salvation. Oh, we can't ignore it. We cannot ignore it for ourselves and for the world around us. And then the last scripture today, Matthew 5:14, says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. You've heard that many times. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. You possess within you the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're saved. You possess within you Christ living within you. Many of you have asked the Holy Spirit to fill you and sanctify you and take control of your life. And the Spirit of God lives within you. and you and I are to take this message forward. The days of, well, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings should be over. The days of political correctness should be over. The days of saying, well, I just get nervous and my hands sweat and my bald head sweats when I'm talking to somebody about Jesus. So be it. So be it. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Whatever it takes, folks, to share with one who's lost. Whatever it takes. And yes, we do it with love. We do it with kindness, but we stand for the truth of God's Word, and we pray like we've never prayed before. People all around us need the Lord, and we have that light. It's Jesus Christ the Lord. He lives within us as born-again believers, and there's not too great a cost. All your agendas and all your plans for the future, I hope you meet those if they're in God's will. All of my agendas and plans for the future and all that, may it be in submission to God's will. May we, the church of the living God, know our business afresh and anew. May we know that we're to be about the soul-saving business, that we are the people of God to pray for the lost. We're the people to witness. We're the people to be uncomfortable in situations maybe. We might be the ones that the palms are sweaty or the sweat breaks out on our forehead because we're nervous. We are the people of the living God to take the message to people around us. We are. So how are we doing? What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? They must hear the words of life. Only we can share. So today, it's great to know we're saved by the blood. It's great to partake of the Lord's Supper. It's great to be reminded of the blood of Christ. And it's great to be reminded that we're His witnesses. And we're to go out of this place. And we can't ignore this great salvation. And we're to tell the world about this great, great Lord of ours. Angie and Mark, they're going to come and they're going to sing this song again. The altars are open. And we're not going to sing it all day long, but we are going to sing some of it again. And here's my request to you, is if you're not right with the Lord Jesus yourself, to come to this altar and get right. If you're on this side, it's going to signal to me you want me to pray with you. And I'll be looking. If you're over here, I take it you're going to do business with the Lord, just you and Him. So first, request is if you're not right or feel you're in a backslidden condition, I want you to come. And then you've got a card in your hand, two of them. And I pray you've written down some names. And would you just simply bring it to the altar and the front, well, that pew's got a box on it today. It's okay. There's another one. Just spend some time praying for that person or those people. And you can leave it on the altar if you want to, or we'll take them up in the offering plate after a while. And just spend some time praying for yourself, praying for those names on that list. When I was being called into ministry, I told God a lot of times, you got the wrong guy. You really got the wrong guy here, Lord. As I tried to go through all that process, songs after songs would come around, scripture. And I just couldn't get out of it. Because people need the Lord. That's all there is to it. People need the Lord. And here we sit in the church this morning, and we go through the service time and time again, and I appreciate it and love it. But we're not reaching people like we need to. Well, it's got to be the preacher's fault. Got to be somebody's fault. We're all in it together. We're in it together. And yeah, the preacher needs to do his job. And we all need to do our job. And quit listening to the media. Quit listening to every other voice around us. And listen to the voice of God. Listen to the scripture that tells us time and time again to be witnesses to a lost and dying world. Because people need the Lord. And if they shut their eyes in death today lost, they'll split hell wide open. Because they've not asked Jesus, not submitted their life to Him. And man, we have the joy of the Lord in our heart. We know what it is to be saved. We know what it is to be sanctified. We know what it is not to fear death. We know what it is to know there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. We know what it is to have the joy of the Lord within our hearts. Not saying we don't have problems or issues to work through, but knowing we're okay, that I'm a child of the living God. And yet there's people all around us that don't. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? I don't believe there is one. So I ask us all to do some sharing. I ask us all to do whatever it takes to reach the people on these cards. So as they sing, you're welcome to come and pray. You're welcome to pray in your pew. But let's do some business with the Lord just now. Would you stand with me? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you'll bring minds to our names to our minds. You'll help us, God, to write things down and not be ashamed to write somebody's name down that we know that they need the Lord. And God, that we will pray over those names as we hear this song again. Whether we lay them on the altar or we put them in a plate after a while, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we ourselves are right with you. And we are praying for those who need you. Holy Spirit, do a work in us that no other person can do. No preacher can do. No song can do. But do what the Holy Spirit of God would have us do. Come upon us, I pray. Come, Holy Spirit of God, to our minds and our hearts. And may we follow you as you lead us in Jesus' name. Amen.